So when we think about patient selection for neoadjuvant therapy, I think the ideal candidate is one who is ER negative and or HER2 positive, high histologic grade, has increased markers of proliferation such as Ki-67 and a unicentric tumor. If you have patients with a unicentric tumor who have the reverse of that, namely strongly ER positive, low grade, low proliferation, who desire breast conserving therapy, these are good candidates for a neoadjuvant endocrine approach. And patients with multicentricity and an extensive intraductal component, regardless of these parameters, are going to go on to require mastectomy. The other caveat in this, of course, is that it's essential before embarking on the neoadjuvant approach to downstage someone to make sure that the patient herself is not desirous of mastectomy, because if she is, all you do ultimately is confuse your final pathologic evaluation with this approach.